I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The whole world is watching. Overnight in the United States, students protesting against Israel's genocidal onslaught against Gaza have come under savage attack. Now, that attack has come from both the police and from pro-Israel mobs. The scenes which we're going to look at are hideous, and the experience will be traumatizing for those incredibly courageous students on the receiving end. A few comments, first of all. The whole world has watched the most obscene atrocities being committed against the Palestinian people on a daily basis now for about 7 months. And the whole world has listened to the incessant, blood-curdling, genocidal rhetoric of Israeli leaders as they put their murderous words into action. And the whole world has witnessed the brutality inflicted on those protesting against this genocidal mayhem. And the whole world will draw conclusions. Indeed, how millions upon millions of people look at the world is being changed forever. And the consequences of that will be felt for generations. And those now assaulting and cracking down on protesters against one of the worst crimes of our age should know deep down that history will impose an unforgivably devastating verdict on them. Back in the 1960s, students protesting against the Vietnam War were denounced and ridiculed by oh-so-clever newspaper columnists who variously labelled them as naive, as dangerous, as dupes for the enemy. And those student protesters were vindicated not just partly, not just mostly, but entirely. And those oh-so-clever newspaper columnists got it completely and utterly wrong as they helped justify a war which spilled rivers of blood. So vindicated, in fact, that Columbia University, where once again student protesters have been attacked by the police, that university venerates the protesters of 1968 who were attacked by the police. Their official website includes a page headlined "A New Perspective of 1968, the absolute front of this institution, claiming Columbia is a far different place today than it was in the spring of 1968 when protesters took over university buildings amid discontent about the Vietnam War, racism, and the university's proposed expansion into Morningside Park, which then, this website references how the New York City police stormed the campus, and arrested hundreds, and that the fallout dogged Columbia for years. Well, history repeats itself, doesn't it? It doesn't often always repeat itself, but it often rhymes. When students protested against the Iraq War once again, they were denounced and ridiculed by oh-so-clever newspaper columnists. Once again, those student protesters were vindicated, completely vindicated, and those newspaper columnists once again have nothing more to be said about them other than they helped justify mass slaughter. I think it's about time these particular newspaper columnists shut up and listen to the protesters who keep getting vindicated over and over again. Today, again, Israel's genocidal onslaught. These student protesters are going to be even more vindicated than those before them for reasons I'll explain. Now, at Columbia University, the cops stormed in, get this, exactly 56 years to the day when cops stormed Columbia University in 1968 to arrest Vietnam protesters. Now, you can hear tasers going off, students screaming while they are assaulted by huge numbers of the police who arrived. As one US academic in New York puts it, "Please, I know that what happened at Columbia tonight is sickening, but this is part two. And our City University students are largely working class students of colour." But the most disturbing scenes, and these were still, obviously it's extremely important we show solidarity with those at Columbia, the most disturbing scenes was at University of California, Los Angeles, when pro-Israel thugs attacked the peaceful Palestinian solidarity encampment in full view of a police force which did nothing.
You said no chance!
Now, much of the mainstream media has been describing this as a clash between protesters. That's a lie. Let's have a listen to Al Jazeera's correct framing of what happened.
There are various reports online describing it as a violent clashes, violent confrontations. But just to be absolutely clear about what has unfolded over the past couple of hours. You have a mob waving Israeli flags whose identities were hidden beneath masks, who came from outside of the campus. They, as our correspondent was saying, don't appear to be of university age and were armed with pepper spray and sticks and using whatever they could to harass and instigate violence against the peaceful solidarity encampment of student protesters at UCLA. So, you know, not so much clashes as a mob attacking a group of protesters.
Well, that's exactly what happened here. A violent mob of pro-Israel thugs armed with weapons attacked a peaceful student protest against genocide. Now, for so long, we've been told that these protesters threaten the safety of their fellow Jewish students, willfully conflating opposition to the crimes of Israel with anti-Semitism and inventing lies about what these students say and do. But note that given the crucial presence of Jewish students at these protests, those being attacked and arrested will inevitably include Jewish students. And above all else, it's protesters against genocide who've been vilified as violent and dangerous. Well, you can see quite clearly with your own eyes and ears who those labels really belong to. Now, unconditional support, of course, for those protesters. It's so important that wherever we are, whichever country, whichever continent, we stand by these courageous protesters. And we also need to respond by making protests even bigger and more determined. This shouldn't make anyone fear protesting. It should embolden us to protest. And the history of protest shows these crackdowns just spur people on to fight even more. You see, the defenders of Israel's mass slaughter of Gaza and some of the worst atrocities of our age have been completely morally disgraced. They've lost the argument in all the countries which arm and support Israel, including the United States, where by a big margin, Americans now say they disapprove of Israel's onslaught, with more Americans than not describing it as genocide. They're desperate, and they have no strategy, so all they've got left is beating up protesters. But what's really happening here is the moral legitimacy of the US empire, ill-founded though it always was, has been brutally exposed for everyone to see. And these protesters stood up and told their rulers who they really were. And all those elites have in response is smears and brutality. Well, it's not going to work.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Not this time. I cited before the Vietnam War. Well, a pundit on CNN yesterday apparently said the anti-Vietnam War protests were different from those today, which he described as very polarizing. The age-old tendency by those who oppose today's protests to claim they would definitely have supported the protests of the past, which they only say they would do because those protests are later vindicated. But at the time, they were vilified, and those sorts of people hated those protests when they actually happened. When college students were protesting the Vietnam War, they were in a minority for most of the time. And I don't actually mean just amongst the general population of the United States. I mean even amongst college students. In 1967, according to Gallup pollsters, 49% of US college students favoured escalation in Vietnam. They wanted more war, with just 35% supporting de-escalation. In 1969, half of US college students said they approved of Republican President Richard Nixon's Vietnam policies compared to 44% who disapproved. But in the wider population in 1969, Nixon had 64% support for his approach to Vietnam, with just 25% disapproving. The polling in October 1970 was also instructive. Nearly three quarters of Americans polled thought that a major cause of campus unrest was radical militant student groups. A large majority cited as a major reason irresponsible students who just want to cause trouble. Another significant majority blamed radical professors who encouraged student revolt. A majority also blamed college presidents for being too lenient and permissive. Now, As you can see, it's quite handy that my research as a graduate into the Vietnam War protests of the United States comes in handy. But here's the point. Here's what we can learn from that comparison. The fate that faces pro-Israel protesters is going to be a lot worse. A lot worse. You see, in the case of Vietnam, it took many years and the deaths of tens of thousands of US service personnel for the American people to turn against the Vietnam War. Protesters, for a very long time, were isolated and unrepresentative. That's why they were so courageous. Because they were fighting a cause at the time, which was very unpopular. In the case of Iraq, a large majority of Americans backed the invasion of Iraq. Now, of course, the polling shows they regret it. They know that those who tried to fight to stop the war were correct. Now, the scale of the crime in this case is just too obscene and too evidenced. In the case of Vietnam and Iraq, there was this whole mantra that this was about freeing people from subjugation, that this was coming to their aid. This time round, the onslaught is led by a state whose leaders openly denounce the entire Palestinian people as collectively guilty and speak about them in overtly genocidal ways and openly discuss their expulsion from their land. The atrocities and horrors are far more concentrated, proportionately speaking, a much higher rate of death and destruction and indeed of humanitarian catastrophe, a manufactured famine enveloping Gaza. Because of social media, there's far more access to and awareness of the atrocities being committed on a daily basis. Public opinion is far more hostile far quicker. You didn't have a situation where, say, more Americans than not thought genocide was being committed against the Vietnamese or indeed Iraqis, as is the case today with the Palestinians of Gaza. And furthermore, there was no plausible form of so-called Israeli victory that the rest of the world could possibly regard as in any way positive. In Vietnam, it was defeat the communists. That was an obvious military endgame. And then Vietnam would somehow be free and liberated and that'd be great for its people. Well, obviously, that failed, but that was the general gist. In Iraq, it was weapons of mass destruction being discovered and the Iraqi people showing them immense gratitude at their so-called liberation and a thriving, glorious peace descending upon Iraq. Oops. In this case, there is no plausible hypothetical outcome, which is good for Israel, that is satisfactory to anyone who isn't a cheerleader of the Israeli state. It's just more violent subjugation of the Palestinians, which the vast majority of people on the planet don't like. So it's very clear to those who hitch their reputations to defending one of the great crimes of our age what's going to happen. You face total moral disgrace, and you also face accountability. You face becoming moral pariahs in your societies. You know it deep down. And all you can do is lash out, smear those who took a stand correctly against one of the great crimes of our age and who have been vindicated over and over and over again in the worst possible way. But all your behaviour is going to do and is doing is increasing support for those protesting this horror and to embolden others to also protest. What you are seeing here is an endgame in which those who helped make this horror possible have whipped up a hurricane that's going to sweep them all away. And they're panicking about it. And guess what? They're absolutely right to. Sure, right now, there are students who are bruised and bleeding and scared and traumatized. But they're right. And deep down, you know they're right. And you know they're going to be vindicated. And that is going to give them strength. And that's what's going to give these protests strength in the weeks and months ahead. You can beat these protesters up. You can baton charge them. You can throw them in jail. But they're not going to stop fighting. And they're not going to stop fighting because they know what the stakes are, they know they're right, and they know you're going to lose. And you're going to lose in the worst possible way. Please like and subscribe. Do leave your comments. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Help us take on the pro-war media as ever at patreon.com/ownjoes84. Do share. Let's do the podcast. Speak to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.